The mentally impaired may never develop to the point of moral responsibility. But again, age is not the issue. The primary issue is that moral development is a process, and the small child is not yet a viable moral soul. All child training must be administered with that firmly in mind. The dilemma. The dilemma parents face is this: how do we relate to the child during this transitional period as he progresses from no moral understanding to complete accountability? For example, when a 5-year-old child is, say, 30% morally cognizant and 70% morally naive, how does a parent hold the child accountable? We know that God will not condemn a child whose moral faculties are not completely operative. But how do parents determine the degree to which the child should be held responsible? This uncertainty causes many parents to hesitate and postpone the training of their children. But if parents wait until the child can understand the need to exercise self-control before they demand it of him, he will have developed both a history and a habit of indulging his flesh to the fullest. The issue parents must always address is that natural drives are active long before reason awakens. During the years before the child is capable of self-motivated restraint, parents thoughtlessly assist the child's self-indulgence by providing an environment where little is expected. Parental responsibility. Now we come to the crux of this chapter and the background for this book. It is critically important to understand, from birth, parents must assume control and accountability for the moral development of their children. During the early years, we certainly do not want to destroy the child's natural drives, but we must constrain him to exercise temperament and self-control. The parent's role is not that of policeman, but more like that of the Holy Spirit. When a child has his sails full of wind, strong drives, but no compass, moral discernment, his parents must serve as his compass and navigator. When a child is incapable of holding moral values, parental training and example will be his standard. Before he can decide to do good, his parents must condition him to do good. There was a time in the womb when the child's mother breathed for him, ate for him, and handled his waste. Likewise, in the moral realm, until the child's reason and moral faculties develop to the point of independent operation, parents must be the voice of his fetal conscience. Parents must provide initiative and instill a set of values. Each day brings the child closer to moral responsibility. Someday his spiritual heart will function without you. He will leave the protection of your sanctification and stand alone in the light of his own conscience. 1 Corinthians 7:14. Until he matures to that point, the only moderation the child will know is what his parents instill in him by training. Parents must be sensitive to their role in the child's moral development. One day, he's going to choose without you. Will he make the right choice? No amount of training is going to override the certainty of sin developing in the child's life. But the training parents give can lessen the child's addiction to the flesh and make it easier for repentance to follow his sinful indulgence. Parents do not deal with the small child's selfishness as sin, but they must be aware that it will soon move in that direction. Drives which are not in themselves evil nonetheless form the seedbed on which sin will assuredly grow. As parents train the young child, they must take into consideration the evil that a self-willed spirit will eventually bring. Parents cannot impart righteousness to their children, but they can help them develop a firm commitment to righteousness. Parents cannot write the law on the hearts of their children, but they can weave the law and the gospel into their developing conscience. Anticipating the child's development and knowing that evil will come to be part of his moral being places an urgent sense of responsibility upon parents. The world is a powerful, unrelenting undertow pulling children to destruction. Looking at statistics alone, the probability is overwhelming against their moral survival. The training parents give and the wisdom they impart can make all the difference in their outcome. You hold an internal soul in your hands. You cannot afford to give in to weariness, indifference, laziness, or careless neglect. God chose you two as the parents of these children. It is now your responsibility to determine what level of understanding your child possesses and to hold him accountable at that level. This is an almost impossible task if you depend on your intellect alone. As the principal caretaker of your child, your heart will be able to discern the world from his perspective. When the child believes it is wrong, James 4:17. Where the child possesses moral understanding yet disobeys, he should be chastened with a rod. Where he does not understand the moral quality of his actions, he should be trained and conditioned.